My name is Abby Senna. I am 16 years old. Today is November 27th, 2017, and I'm speaking with Jennifer Senna, my mom. We were recording this interview in Henderson, Nevada. Okay, first question. Tell me about the person who has had the greatest influence on your life. What lessons did he or she teach you?
My mom is probably the person who has had the greatest influence in my life, mainly because she's just always been there for us. She's kind and caring, always put other people first. She's been a single working mom. She's been a stay-at-home mom. She never, ever complained about any of the issues that we were having, even when times were tough. Even when it was just us and her when my dad wasn't around. She just kind of dealt with what life offered and always made the best out of it. So she's taught me to work hard, always put other people first, always put family first. She taught me how to be disciplined. She's just one of the kindest people. She always welcomed, even when I was making mistakes growing up as a kid, she never would point out my mistakes. She would just always support whatever decisions I would make. And if I made mistakes, she didn't ever say, "I told you so." She was just always there and supportive and somebody to talk to. But I would think that the most important thing she taught me is just to be disciplined and work hard and just be kind to everybody.
Okay. Number two. Share some important lessons you've learned in life.
To be independent and be able to take care of yourself, not having to rely on somebody else too much to take care of you. I think I've always been pretty independent. I mean, when I graduated from high school, I went right into college. My parents moved to Montana when I graduated from high school, so I didn't have them around. They didn't pay for my schooling or anything. I pretty much put myself through school. So they've never had to really take care of me when I was older, like my sister. They always had to help my sister out. They still have to help my sister out, and she's, what, in her 40s? So important lesson, be independent and be able to learn and take care of yourself. And don't be afraid to try new things. A lot of people get too comfortable in their lives and in a routine, and I'm the same way. I mean, I don't like changing things up, but if you don't learn to try new things at a younger age, the older you get, the harder it gets. So that would be another important lesson.
Okay. Share some of your earliest childhood memories.
Well, let's see. I can tell you about my first pet, my cat Misty. I remember I was 5 years old when I got that cat, and I remember my parents said we were going to go to a fruit stand and pick up some fruit, and we ended up not going to a fruit stand. We went to somebody's house, and they picked out this kitten, and we took the kitten home, and she was a terror. I don't even remember what happened to her. I mean, I know we didn't have her for very long because then I ended up getting another cat. But I do remember she scratched the heck out of my arms, and she used to climb up the curtains. It's probably why we probably ended up getting rid of her, because she scratched everything up. Other childhood memories. We used to go to my grandparents' house in Michigan every summer. Like, my mom's parents lived in Freeland, and we used to go every summer to visit them, and we would go ride my grandpa's big red tractor. Then they had an apple orchard across the street that my great-grandma owned. So we used to go over there and go watch them make apple cider. Let's see, other childhood memories. I just remember playing outside all the time in the summertime. I mean, we'd go outside, we'd be outside all day and not come back in until, gosh, it was dark. I mean, not like nowadays.
Did you play sports?
I did ballet.
Outside?
No, I did
I
that.
Meant, like, what did you do when you guys were outside?
Oh, we would go to the, sometimes we would go to the pool, or we would play games, like, gosh, I don't remember the games that we would play, but yeah, we would play football, kickball.
And how'd you hold up?
Well.
Because you're not very athletic. I remember
one time we were playing football. I was playing with Aunt Jody. Mm-hmm. Some of the neighborhood boys, I think I was in fourth grade, so she would have been in sixth grade, and I caught the football and I ran the wrong way and one of the neighborhood boys tried to choke me, so Aunt Jody had to come over and save me. Yeah, no, I wasn't very athletic.
I know.
And let's see, what else? Oh, and when we would play with my cousins, we would climb trees, and we had we play like war and army with them because my grandpa would make us guns.
Oh my gosh, I cannot imagine you doing
he made
that.
He made us guns out of wood because he could do woodworking. So we used to play that with our cousins. I mean, we used to, Aunt Jody and I used to sing all the time, like get hairbrushes and sing and dance to like Diana Ross and the Supremes. But yeah, those are my childhood memories.
Okay. What have you accomplished so far, personally and professionally? What makes you proudest? Why?
You forgot to ask me this funny story. I have a funny story.
Okay. Are there any funny stories people tell about you from when you were growing up?
Yeah, everybody in my whole family. My grandpa, my mom's dad, was super strict. Everybody was afraid of him. No one ever talked back to him. Nothing. Well, Grandma sent him to the store to get ice cream for us, and I don't know how old I was. I don't remember doing this. I must have been like 5 or 6, and apparently he stopped at the bar on the way home or the way to get my ice cream, so he was taking too long to get the ice cream, and when he got home, I guess I stood out there and like yelled at him for being late with my ice cream, and everybody was in shock because no one ever talked back to my grandpa.
Did you get in trouble?
No. But that's the story everybody always tells me. I don't remember it, but.
Okay. Now, what have you accomplished so far, personally and professionally, that makes you proudest? Why?
Professionally would be going to college. Out of all three of us, my brother and sister, I'm the only one that went to college. My dad went to college, but my mom started college but didn't finish her degree, so I mean, that's a big accomplishment to go to college, get a degree, and then use your degree because I went to teach so I could provide for myself and not have to rely on anybody else. And I became a teacher, which I felt was an important job. And then after 15 years of teaching, I decided to stay home with my own kids. So personal accomplishment, I think, would be raising three kids, even though you're not completely raised yet, but most of you, all three of you, have turned out pretty well so far.
I am. Okay. Thinking about. Okay, tell me how you would like people to remember you.
I would like people to remember me as just a good mom, a good friend, a loyal friend, kind, caring, and compassionate is how I would want people to remember me.
Okay, would you be willing to share a happy or sad memory with me?
A sad memory would be when my dad died and the fact that I didn't see him much before he died and that he didn't meet the only one he met was you. He never met Anthony or Aiden. And mostly because he couldn't travel and he lived so far away, you just never could go visit him. And then when he died, I was pregnant with Aiden, 8 months pregnant, and I was having issues with the pregnancy of the couple. So my doctor didn't recommend I fly. I mean, she said, I'm not going to tell you not to go to your dad's funeral, but she recommended not flying. So I ended up not going to his funeral, and it still makes me sad when I think about it. I mean, in my happy memories, honestly, or when you guys were little and we could go on a vacation and not have to worry about sports or school, like when we used to go on the Disneyland vacations all the time and didn't really matter when we went.
Okay. Thinking about future generations and knowing that they may hear this recording, is there wisdom or advice you would like to share with them?
Future generations, I just think kids should know that they should always be kind, no matter what. People always have other issues that they're dealing with, so even if you don't like the person or they do something to you, you should just be kind back to them, because they might have underlying issues that you don't know about. And that you should always work hard for yourself and your family, and that you shouldn't expect things to be given to you. Don't act like you're entitled, that you deserve something. You should work for it. Earn it. Earned, not given. That should be your motto.
Okay. What are your favorite family holidays and why?
I would say Christmas is my favorite family holiday, because I love to decorate. I love the decorations and the Christmas music and the movies, just the lights. I mean, when I was a kid, we used to decorate the house. We used to all decorate the tree together and drink hot chocolate, have Christmas music playing. We used to go drive around neighborhoods and look at lights. We used to go visit Santa Claus every year. My grandparents would either come visit us or we would go visit them. And I remember one Christmas going to visit them, and my mom is the oldest of seven, so we had a lot of cousins, and I remember all going to my grandma's house for one Christmas, and it was so much fun waking up with all your cousins on Christmas morning. And they would, you know, my grandpa would read 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, and we all put our Christmas PJs on and put out the milk and cookies and the carrots.
Did you guys have TV back then?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't know. Did you watch Christmas movies?
Yeah, we used to watch Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Frosty the Snowman, all those shows, the ones that you guys never want to watch.
Okay, tell me about your grandparents.
Well, let's see. None of my grandparents are currently still alive. But my mom's parents, my grandma was the kindest, nicest, sweetest, loving lady. She had seven kids and like probably 15 grandkids. And she lived in the same house like the entire time I knew her. I mean, my mom moved into that house when she was three, and they lived in that house until they both passed away. So we used to always go and visit them all the time. They lived in Michigan. We lived in Ohio. My grandpa, we called him Papa. He was super, super strict. Like, no one ever wanted to make him mad. No one would ever not listen to what he said. I mean, he was so strict that grandma would make some dinner and no one was allowed to leave until their plate was completely cleared, even liver and onions. And I remember one time sitting there until he went to bed. At the dinner table, I'm sitting there by myself with my plate of liver and onions. And when he went to bed, grandma said, okay, you can get up. You don't have to eat. So, like, even my grandma was afraid of him.
Then
even my grandma wouldn't.
Why did she make that if I didn't like it?
Well, because she just, you ate what she cooked. I mean, it wasn't just us. It was, you know, there was always people in and out of her house. Mm-hmm. And that was when I lived with her. Because I lived with her for a while when my mom and dad separated. And then my dad's parents, Grandma and Grandpa Zasky is what we called them. They lived in Michigan also. So we would go visit, a lot of times when we would go visit my mom's parents, we would go visit my dad's parents. And I just remember about her house is she cooked all the time, and she cooked a lot. And they're German, so she was a meat and potatoes lady. So she would stuff us with mashed potatoes and meat. And she just, that's what I remember most about her. And then my grandpa, he was funny. He was just a short little man. He reminded me of Barney Rubble from the Flintstones.
I don't know what that is.
You don't know the Flintstones. Okay, well, he'd fall asleep on the chair watching TV, and you'd wake him up. Grandpa, you're sleeping. I'm not sleeping, I'm resting my eyes. That's what he used to always say. So he was just always funny. But my grandma died when I was in high school. I think I was a freshman when she died from lung cancer. And then my grandpa had Alzheimer's, and he died not too long after her, maybe a year or two after her. So I was in high school, and they both died. And then my mom's mom died when I was the first year I was out here, second year I was out here teaching, when I was teaching out here in Vegas. And then my other grandpa died when Aiden was like 3 months old.
So they lived pretty long.
Well, my mom's dad lived long, but I guess my mom's mom did too. I mean, I was an adult when she died, but not my dad's parents.
Okay. Where did you grow up, and what was your childhood like?
Well, I was born in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Lived there until I was like two, so I don't remember Indiana at all. I grew up in Ohio. We moved around a lot. My dad was a manager for Kmart, so he got transferred all the time. That's why we moved all the time.
I remember I used to tell people you were born in India because I didn't like realize Indiana and India were like two different places.
Well, so let's see. We moved around all the time. I mean, I moved around every year. I think I didn't stay in the same school until I was in high school. So then my parents they separated when I was in like second or third grade. And then we moved to Michigan. My mom, Aunt Jody, Uncle Josh, we all moved to Michigan. So I went to school there for a year. We lived with my grandma and grandpa. I didn't really see my dad very much because we lived in Michigan. He lived in Ohio. I mean, we would go stay with him for our vacations and stuff. And I remember he lived in an apartment. But then they tried to get back together and work things out, but that didn't last. So then they ended up just getting divorced. And then when that happened, my mom had a boyfriend, and she gave us the option of living with her or living with my dad. But I think she really wanted us to live with my dad because her boyfriend really didn't like kids. I mean, he had two of his own, but I don't think he wanted us to live with them. So we chose to go live with my dad. Mm-hmm. All three of us did. And that was interesting. I mean, because he worked. So then he had the three kids. So, I mean, we used to walk to school and come home, and he wouldn't be home. So we pretty much had to learn to cook. Or if he did cook, he would cook, like, spaghetti and chili and Salisbury steak out of the frozen package of Salisbury steak. That's all we ever ate. It was terrible. That's why I don't like spaghetti.
Is that when, is that the person who had hearing aids and you would, like,
yes.
You crawled?
What?
You, like, crawled out to, like...
No, I could walk out the front door. He couldn't hear.
I thought you said you had to, like, crawl behind the couch and, like, sneak out one time.
No, I said we didn't have to sneak out. We could walk out the front door because he took his hearing aids out at night and couldn't hear a darn thing.
Oh.
So
is that when Aunt Jody did bad things?
Well, yeah, Aunt Jody was always getting in trouble.
But why did you have to sneak out? You told me you had to, you like snuck, you just like
No, we snuck out. Yeah, we snuck out, but we went out the condo we lived in had a basement that had a sliding glass door. We just left out the basement.
Why?
He doesn't, I don't know, Aunt Jody's a troublemaker. I don't even remember where we went.
Didn't she like, oh no, that was Grandma who said that they filled up their basement with water.
Oh, that happened at my grandma's house.
Okay,
Wait, I'm not done talking about where I grew up.
Let's see.
So then, let me see. So then I lived with my dad until my dad, my sister, and my brother until I was in high school. But Jody, see, my dad remarried twice. He remarried Joyce, who was like 25, and my dad was 40.
Oh my God.
And we didn't really like her, but my sister and her did not get along. I mean, my sister, Aunt Jody, moved out after getting in a fight with Joyce. I mean, she slapped her. and threw Coke in her face. So right after that happened, Jody went and lived with my mom. So it was just me and Josh, Uncle Josh, with Joyce. And, I mean, I got along with her fine. And so did Josh. But then they got divorced because she cheated on my dad. And then my dad met somebody else, Sandy. So then she would come visit all the time because she lived in Pennsylvania. And then they ended up getting married. But I went to live with my mom before they got married. And Josh stayed with them. But I would go visit my mom in the summers. But I just didn't like not having... I mean, I liked my dad fine, but it was just hard being a teenage girl and not having your mom. Mm-hmm. I mean, I remember asking, like, my dad would ask me, you need any of those things? When he would go to the store, he couldn't even say tampon. So I lived with my mom in high school. And then Josh came to live with them. He stayed with my dad for a while. I don't think he came to live with my mom until he was probably in middle school. And then Josh and Mike didn't really get along all that great.
Well, he doesn't get along with anyone.
No, and then they moved. When I graduated from high school, Mom and Mike and Josh moved to Montana. So Josh finished high school in Montana. And then I went to school for a year in Ohio. Didn't like living in Ohio by myself, no family. So then I moved to transfer to Montana State. And then I always had the same best friend all through when I was little, Tina. I mean, we met when I was in fifth grade, and then we just stayed friends. We're still friends.
Okay. Tell me about when you found out you were going to be a mom.
Well, let's see. Abby was not planned. I mean, I wasn't freaked out by it or anything because, I mean, I was, 26 or 28, I can't remember.
That's kind of old.
I know. I mean, I was older, so I had a job. I mean, and Aunt Jody was around, so I wasn't worried. I mean, and when you was, I mean, it's exciting. It's kind of hard to explain how it feels when you find out you're going to have babies because, I mean, until you have it, you can't even explain it. But, I mean, every time... We were always happy, I mean, with all three of you.
Even Aiden?
Yeah, Aiden... Well, yeah, because we didn't know what he was like until after he was born.
Well, if you knew what he was like now, would you...
Yes, I would still keep him, my goodness.
Oh my gosh,
you
no,
think
I
would
mean...
get rid of him or something?
I mean, like, if you had him first...
If we had him first, we always... joke around and say we wouldn't have had any more because we'd be afraid they'd
He's
all be
a freaking
like him.
Devil child.
He's growing out of it.
Not really.
He doesn't throw remotes anymore.
Okay. Did you like going to school? Why or why not?
You know, I don't really remember too much of my early years of school and high school. I mean, I remember high school, but I mean, I don't remember like loving it or hating it. I mean, the most thing I remember about high school was work. Like, I worked all through high school, and I don't remember having as much homework as you get. I mean, I got all my homework done at study hall. I never had homework to do at home, and I didn't have to study as much as you guys seem to have to study. They didn't have AP classes where I was at. They called them college prep classes, which is what I took. So it's not like I was taking easy classes. So, I mean, I worked at a 50s restaurant. I was a car hop in high school. So that's mostly what I remember. And then I remember my French teacher in high school. He was from France, and I could never understand him because he had a French accent. And he always said he was going to guillotine us. I don't think he liked us.
What does that mean?
Guillotine, you know, chop your head off.
Oh.
So, I mean, I liked college, though. I mean, yeah, college is a lot more work, but you're picking your classes, and you just, I mean, if you don't want to go to class, you don't have to, though, I mean, I wouldn't suggest that. A lot more freedom in college, and usually the material's a lot more interesting.
Okay. what did you do during the summer when you were off from school?
Well, when I was little, we just played outside all the time. We would swim, play with the neighbor kids. We always would go visit my parents or my grandparents. Sometimes we would stay with them, and my parents would just leave us with them. Well, with her parents. We would go camping. We went to Cedar Point every summer, the amusement park in Ohio. But when I was in high school, I worked all summer at the 50s restaurant to make money.
Okay. Has your life been different from what you imagined as a teenager?
Well, when I was a teenager, I dated the same boy all through high school, so I assumed I would marry him and have kids with him, but that didn't happen.
Wait, why did you guys break up, though?
We broke up when I went to college.
Oh, just because it was, like, long distance?
Well, you know, no, because I went, my freshman year, I went to college in Ohio. I went to college in literally the town next to where we lived. Okay. He was still in high school, though.
You dated a boy that was younger than you?
Yeah, when I graduated, he was a senior. So I think we just broke up because he was still in high school and I was going into college. And I mean, he would still come visit me and we tried to get back together, but it just, I don't know, it didn't work. But we would still hang out. And then when I moved to Montana, he came to visit me once, but it was just, that was too hard because Montana to Ohio was, that's just too far. And he didn't want the same, like, he didn't go to college. I was in college. I mean, he just didn't have the same priorities that I did. But, I mean, I always knew I would have kids and get married. Wasn't planning on being married and having you and me live here and your dad and the boys live in California. I mean, I wasn't planning on that, but... You know, things come up, you have to deal.
What does that say? Mary,
high school boyfriend.
Oh, okay. Describe your first date with your husband. Yeah.
It was a blind date. When I was teaching, Joe Izaguirre was a Henderson police officer, but I was the advisor for Key Club. So he...
What?
Yeah, I was advisor for Key Club. And Joe, who was a Henderson police officer, was the Kiwanis advisor. So we would work with them all the time. Like he would do... The Key Club kids would do volunteer stuff with Kiwanis Club. So Joe thought he should set me up with a cop, a friend of his, which was your dad. So he set us up on a blind date. We went to the Outback. And, I mean, I don't know, you could ask your dad, probably has a different version of this, of our date, but he talked about himself the whole time.
Shocker.
So, I mean, you know, I mean, he was nice and he was good looking, but I was...
Was he bald?
Was he bald? Yes.
Yeah, ew, wow.
But, I mean, I was kind of dating somebody at the time. I would go out with this guy. I don't even remember his name.
Oh, my gosh.
But Steve was his name. And I wasn't going to go, I mean, I wasn't going to call your dad again. I figured if he wanted to go out, he would call me. But I was supposed to go out with Steve and Molly and Mark one night.
Mm-hmm.
And Steve got sick and couldn't go. So Molly's like, call the cop. So I called your dad and asked him to go on a double date. And we went to Coyote Cafe with Molly and Mark. And I had a really good time. And after that, I didn't date Steve anymore. And I just dated your dad.
What'd you tell Steve?
I don't remember. I probably told him I just didn't want to see him anymore. I don't remember. So after that, we spent all our time together. But then, you know, of course, we didn't get married until... I was pregnant with Aiden.
Oh my gosh, that's like
3 kids later.
5 years.
No, it was more than 5 years.
6-7 years of you guys not being married. Well, I mean, Dad doesn't really seem like the type to like really care for that kind of stuff.
No, and he didn't want to get married. I did. I mean, he just thought it was fine the way it was.
Oh my gosh.
And he didn't really want to get married, but I figured by the time, your dad and I broke up a few times. Like, he broke up when, before you were born, he broke up with me.
Why?
He just wasn't ready for the commitment of a child, I guess.
Oh my gosh, he's gonna leave you with a child?
Well, and then, so then we got back together, and then he left. He just could never commit to it. I mean, we still saw each other, but you and me lived with Aunt Jody and Mackenzie until you were like 2. And then when after I had Anthony, we were living together, all of us, when I had Anthony, and then he left again. Remember? Do you remember that?
I only remember when I remember that we lived in like this one little house. And I think it was just me and you.
And Anthony.
And I just remember, like...
Yeah, we lived over by Molly and Mark.
There was, like, the living room, and then you walk down the hall, and there was, like, rooms. And every night, you'd put me in my own bed. I'd wait till, like, you fell asleep, and then I would jump really far across the room so, like, nothing could grab me from underneath my bed. And then I'd go into your room.
Yep, that was... So then... And then we got back together, and... moved into a house again, and then when I got pregnant with Aiden, I said, "We're getting married because I'm not gonna have you leave again." So he didn't like propose or anything. We just got married at the Justice of the Peace. Uncle Romy went with us as a witness. Grandma babysat, and we never went on a honeymoon.
Wow, he's the worst.
Not very romantic.
When did we buy that like really big house that we lived in?
We actually bought that before I had Anthony. And then we were waiting for it to be built because we bought it before it was built. I mean, we picked everything out.
Oh, and then, so you guys built that house?
Yeah, and then after it was built, he had left, so he moved into it without me.
He lives in that big old house by himself?
Well, yeah, he had that roommate.
Who?
Jenny.
Oh, the girl lived with him too?
Mm-hmm.
I thought they just lived in like above, like when they lived above the district.
No. Yeah, he moved in there temporarily. And she actually had moved in there temporarily. I don't know. I don't want to talk about that. It's a bad part of my life. So that was our relationship.
Okay. What have you learned from your husband? Probably nothing.
Make sure you get married before you have kids. No, your dad, just hard work. I mean, your dad's a hard worker. He never gets angry or anything, so I mean...
Yes, he does.
Well, I mean, he doesn't yell. Like, my dad used to yell.
Yes, he does. He yells at us all the time.
No, you know, you haven't seen yelling until you've met my dad. Just hard work, discipline... And no matter what, whatever it is, usually will work itself out. That's what I've learned from your dad.
That's all.
Well, I mean, just patience. I mean,
he did not have patience either.
He's a lot more patient than I am.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You lose it.
He's pretty patient. I mean,
I don't know. And I feel like he's not patient with Anthony, especially when it comes to soccer.
Well, I mean, he just has expectations of him. And he just gets annoyed with how he acts like a baby sometimes.
Okay. What's the 15th question?
Wait.
You didn't. Oh, tell me about your happiest moments together.
I would have to say, honestly, again, with the vacations before you guys started playing soccer. We used to just go up and leave. Like, we would wake up one day and say, let's go to Disneyland today.
I remember that I would sometimes wake up and be like, can we go to Disneyland today? And then I just remember Dad was like, yeah, why not? And we just went one time.
Well, we did that all the time. I mean, because when I mean, I had those summers off when I was teaching, so it was easy for me to just up and leave. But, you know, yeah. And when your dad was doing real estate, after he quit being a cop and started just doing real estate, we could leave whenever. I mean, that was probably the happiest times when we could just up and leave and do whatever we want. Now it's, you know, well, obviously with us living in two different states, but now with soccer, I mean, when's the last time we took a vacation that didn't involve soccer?
Never.
Well, when you were younger, what did you imagine your job would be?
Well, I wanted to be a veterinarian. And when I went to college, I was pre-vet. I did an internship at a veterinarian clinic in Montana that was a big animal vet, meaning they did horses and cows. So I did an internship, and I didn't like it.
Why not?
Well, preg checking cows, you stick your arm inside of them and check to see if they're pregnant. And like the horses, I mean, maybe if I would have done the internship with small animal vet where I wasn't dealing with the big animals, maybe I would have liked it better. But I didn't like I had to hold a dog while he put it to sleep, and I cried. I mean, I didn't know the dog. I didn't know the people. I had to hold it, and I could just feel the life drain out of it. I mean, I just figured if I'm going to cry, I probably shouldn't be a vet. So, I mean, I like teaching, but I didn't ever think I was going to be a teacher until I was in college.
Why'd you quit?
Well, I quit teaching because I got burnt out. I mean, I like the teaching part, the interaction with the kids, but it just seemed like every year they just kept putting more and more on our plates, making us more responsible, more paperwork, and more teaching to the test and less doing what I wanted to do. Plus, I wanted to stay home with my own kids. I just felt like I just wanted to stay home with you guys, especially when you hit middle school.
I remember I told Dad that I would be upset when you quit, that it made me upset because
you couldn't go
get donuts every Friday.
Donuts?
Yeah. Because we would, like, every morning on Fridays, we would drop you off, and then we would go to Dunkin' Donuts every morning on Friday.
Okay, but what happened when I had my own car and you didn't have to drop me off anymore? Dropped me off because we only had one car at the time.
Why do we only have one car?
We just did. We just didn't want to. We didn't want to spend the money for two cars. So your dad would just drop me off since he worked from home. We didn't really need two cars. And
is that when we lived in El Nido?
No. I didn't quit teaching until we lived. Oh. You went to Wolf.
Were you a teacher when we lived in El Nido?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I just had summers off, so maybe it seemed like I didn't work.
Oh, yeah. Because I just remember waking up and your room was right by the outside door to go outside.
Yeah.
And it was always sunny, and I'd like ride my little bike thing in the back.
I thought you didn't want me to quit teaching because then you couldn't go to work with me on take your kid to work day.
I did. I think I liked looking at some of the boys because they were cute. Remember that one boy that worked at Starbucks?
Yes.
What was his name?
I don't remember.
He was so hot. And I liked playing with a bunny.
Well, let's see. What lessons?
Okay. What lessons has working taught you?
Well, let's see. After staying home, being a stay-at-home mom for the last 7 years, I mean, working just teaches you to be independent and disciplined. Like, I didn't rely on anybody. Like your dad, I didn't have to rely on him for anything. Now with me not working, I don't like not having my own money. I mean, even though your dad, you know, doesn't ever say no, you can't have any money, I don't feel as independent as I used to. So working taught me to be independent and take care of myself.
Okay. Well, if you could choose any career, What would you pick and why?
I would choose to become an acupuncturist. I mean, other than I'd have to go to school for a while for that, but I just, I love acupuncture.
Why? Isn't that when they put needles in you? That's
yeah, but disgusting. I started going to acupuncture for my headaches and for my anxiety, and that's the only thing that has ever helped me. And I just feel that if, you know, acupuncture, if more people knew about it and was given the option, I think it would help a lot more people, and they wouldn't have to be on all kinds of medication. I mean, there's so many benefits to acupuncture. And I just really wish I knew all the benefits and knew all about it and could do it, because it's so expensive to go get that done. Because I would love to take the boys for their skin issues. And
I don't think they would like that.
Well, I took them and they didn't like it. I took them when they were little and they didn't like it. But I just think there's so many benefits to it, and it's interesting. And I just think it would just benefit a lot of people.
I thought you wanted to be a librarian.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing. Oh, that's right. Acupuncture, if I couldn't do that, then librarian. I would love to live in a small town and be the librarian, because I love to read books, and I would like to be able to help people find the books that they want.
Oh, my gosh.
But you have to have I have to go get a master's degree to become a librarian.
What the heck?
And I wouldn't want to be a librarian in some big, huge library. And like here, I wouldn't want to. I mean, I wouldn't mind like working at the library, but I wouldn't want to be responsible for the libraries here, because they're just too big.
Why wouldn't you want to be a surgeon or like a doctor who makes a lot of money?
Because then you'd never see your family, and it's too much responsibility. I wouldn't want someone's life in my hands. What if I messed up? I mean, acupuncture.
Yeah, they're still like a doctor.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, I guess you can cause some damage if you don't put the needles in properly, but I'm pretty sure I wouldn't kill anybody by acupuncture. And I mean, a nurse, I always thought being a nurse would be a good job, but I wouldn't want to have to go back for all that schooling to become a nurse at the age of 45.
Okay. When you were growing up, what role did religion or spirituality play in your life?
When I was in third or fourth grade, when I lived with my grandma, we used to have to go to church with her every Sunday. So, I mean, we would go to Sunday school. My grandpa would never go with us, never. My grandma was a real believer in church. But then, and I would go to church with my dad when I lived with my dad, but my mom really never. I mean, it's not that she doesn't believe in God or anything. She definitely believes in spirits. But we just weren't brought up to in the traditional church setting. I was only forced to go because my grandma wanted us to go. And, I mean, I've never made you guys go. I mean, we've gone once in a while. But I just don't think you need to go to church to be spiritual. You can be spiritual anywhere. I mean, I pray every time you get in the car and drive somewhere.
Oh,
I pray to the archangels that you get there safely.
You worry about everything. I think you need to live life to the fullest. You worry too much about things, and it restricts you.
Yeah, well,
don't be afraid to try new
things.
That's
genetic, and that's why I put don't be afraid to try new things, because you don't want to be like me and be a worry about everything. I mean, I know I'm like that. My dad was like that, so I think I got it
like
from him.
Whenever someone gets sick, you always, I feel like in the back of your head, you're like, should I take him to the hospital? Especially with Aiden.
Only with Aiden, because he had an asthma attack, and I didn't know he was having an asthma attack. And ever since then, I've just been paranoid about Aiden. I mean, I don't worry as much with you and Anthony.
What happened to Aiden?
Except your head. Like, if you get a headache, I always worry about you guys with headaches.
Why?
I don't know.
Oh, my gosh, because you're worried about that one head trauma when it comes to, like, heading the ball.
Yeah, I always worry. Well, yeah, because you guys are always heading the balls. So I always worry when you have headaches.
Okay, what happened to Aiden?
What do you mean, what happened to him? He had asthma.
I know, but like,
oh, he had that asthma attack. I took him to the doctor because he was sick, and then I brought him home, and Grandma was over, and he just looked lethargic.
Is that when Dad like took him to the hospital?
Yeah, he looked lethargic,
and they said if he would have waited any longer, he would have probably died.
Well, I mean, they didn't. I don't think they said that. His oxygen levels were really low, so they had to. They almost.